broadcasting WJSK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Hello?
Thank you!
Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you!
Thank you, Rosie. How are you today?
Yeah. Oh, how bad is that?
Oh, how's your life pain? How's your toilet seat?
Can we get high?
Sure. The weekend's here. We'll have a can of beer. Among other things. JoeOttinger.com. Rob? Rosie? Judge Melville? Ferris? Anyone? How about that O'Reilly factor today? How about that? Good stuff. Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Don and Mike Show. It's quite a show they have in store for you today.
Thank you!
Of course, Rosie. Rosie, are you looking forward to the smear factor? Well, I am. Rosie, are you deaf, dumb, and mute? Or blind?
Yeah!
Hey, who runs this joint anyway? There's a rooster in the hen house. Rosie? Good day.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, weekend's here. Jealous and effing queer.
Hey. Don't talk about your mother like that. Kiss your mother's lips.
Thank you. See, we just needed someone to help us out there.
Wow.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, way to take the show.
Good job.
Way to go.
Way to start us off on the right foot, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
I had no idea, but thank you.
I know you had no idea. That's what made it so much fun for us.
Right.
Well, have a good weekend and good day to you, and today's going to be a great show, huh?
Hey.
Hey.
That's a handoff. Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hang up. And there he's going.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, everything is okay with Joe now. Starting the show with the Stones.
I love the Stones.
I love just Joe. And Joe is trying to give prompts for the Rosie tape.
Right.
Yes, he was.
And I hope you all know how much we were laughing.
Yes.
At the fact that Joe was going, who runs this joint? Waiting for Rosie to say.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't give it to him.
You wouldn't do it for him. You made him struggle there for a while.
Oh, I like the Friday Joe.
Hello.
Hi there to you. Hello.
Hello.
So that Friday Joe.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun, right, Rosie?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh, hello. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Tony.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Julia. Hello.
How about Julia's daddy?
How's your electricity?
Heroin addiction. Keith Richards.
Oh, well, you're talking about Dr. Phil's show tonight.
Oh, is that on tonight?
Yeah.
He's very talented.
But I was just talking about the fact that when you called me today, you're flipped out because you didn't have power.
I had no power, and I just had enough time to save my work on my computer.
Ah, well, quit fighting it when that happens. Don't fight the power.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Smear campaign.
Yeah.
And all the ships at D.C. It's the home of Helen McBride and the 14-karat gold corduroy. And here's Stewie Geronimo and Nipsey O'Meara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Ralph. Hello.
Okay, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there. What'd you say, Stewie?
He said Stewie.
He said Scooey. It's Stewie.
Stewie.
Oh. Stewie.
Hi there.
Hi there. Thank you.
Thank you. All
right. Come on, let's be happy on Friday with the Stones. Don and Mike show. And Mike, it's a new episode on this Friday.
Friday.
0520. Hi, Don and Mike. Levon Little here.
Oh, he's not retarded.
Hi there, buddy.
Hi.
And hi, everybody. Welcome to Don and Mike show. New episode on this Friday. And... okay, bye, Rob. You can call us from anywhere in America.
Why'd Rob leave?
Because he went to get a copy of a record. 877-365-3636. That's our toll-free number. From anywhere in America, from Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., if you're lucky enough, among the chosen few, the hundreds listening to WJFK-FM, call us at 202-432-1067.
Tough to maintain my concentration. People flying through the hallways here at the radio station.
Busy, busy.
Yeah, smear factor. Oh, here he comes back again. Thank you, Rob. And is that it?
I missed you.
There he is.
And we missed you.
Smear factor. We had to find a copy of the Cowsills' greatest hit. Because it involves hair. Yeah, big smear factor show today.
Why? I'm a hairy guy.
Give me a head of hair, hair, hair. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Hairy noon and
nighty night, night. In our green room now, some of these men, some of these women, Chris, Aaron, Michael, Ed, Andrew, Stephanie, George, and Butch.
Wow.
Hello, Butch.
These are the participants for the Smear Factor. Giving away a trip to Las Vegas today from Jeff Hardy with hotel accommodations and airfare and everything. Don't forget, tune into Jeopardy all this week for the Ultimate Tournament of Champions.
Right.
See who's good enough to beat Ken Jennings at Jeopardy weeknights at 7:30 on ABC 7. All these people are gathered here to put junk in their hair today.
Give your head with hair.
There you
go. Groovy, baby.
And Beth Ann McBride, if you would come in, please, and tell us some of the things that you went out shopping for today. Here she is, Helen McBride.
Helen!
She's on the third day in a row now of wearing the gold corduroy.
That's great.
Ah, very nice.
There you go, 3 days in a row.
Very nice.
Do you like them?
Yes, they're lovely.
Lovely. Did you wash them yesterday?
Yeah, I washed them last night.
Good. And your hair. Now your hair looks good today. Your hair looks good today.
You're growing it out, though. You're growing it super long, right?
I guess.
I was
caught in the rain today.
Is it naturally curly, or is that a perm?
Something is natural because I got all right.
It works.
Looks good. You know, it really looked good, those black stretchy pants.
Yeah.
I don't have any. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, Beth Ann was in charge of Helen Bridget McBride was in charge of the shopping for the items that people would be smearing into their hair today.
Yes.
It's a contest to find out who. Oh, and spaghetti. It's a contest.
Good memory on that one.
It's a contest to see who can go the longest. It's a war of attrition, really.
Yes, that's right.
To see who can smear the most crap in their hair.
Oh, you know they're all gonna last. It's just gonna be gross.
I know it's gonna be fun. It was fun to shop. I just wish I had a little more time to be able to prepare, because then your mind really starts going.
I took a peek in the back room, and suffice to say, the studio will be stinky.
I know, it's bad.
I think any time that you're bringing coon urine into the equation.
That's the product. That's what it says.
That's on the list.
What does that go for a gallon now?
I don't know, Rob.
Hey.
Is it supposed to attract... what kind of animal? Raccoons? Is that why it's...
Apparently, if you're hunting for deer...
That's what you use?
Coon urine gets rid of the human scent.
Ah, sure does. Boy, who doesn't want to pour that in their hair?
Well, someone will today, Mike. That's just one of the items.
I was up all night feeding asparagus to raccoons.
All right, Beth Ann, what do we got on your cooking list today?
In no particular order, we have ketchup.
Rob was the harvester.
now, listen, we're going to be deciding among ourselves the order that we're going to be putting these things into, or people will be putting them, putting stuff into their hair. And Beth Ann has ponchos for them and safety gloves. And I know that most things have been checked out.
Most things.
Doesn't really care about
most things. There's that little,
everything.
You know, there's that little allergic reaction.
Almost everything. I know the paint is non-toxic.
Right. And so is the ink. And everything is...
The ink.
Okay, so what do we got today? What's cooking?
Okay, we have ketchup.
Yes.
We have Miracle Whip.
Easy.
Hot salsa.
Easy.
Non-toxic paint.
Yeah. Getting more difficult.
Fresh eggs.
A little difficult.
Some... coleslaw that's been out of a refrigerator for almost 6 hours.
No, that's I love the fact that you've added texture.
Yeah. Now understand that these items, no matter what order they land up on your head, if you're here to play the game today to win the trip, you can't at any time like rinse it out.
Oh no, you've got to massage all of these items into your hair.
Yes.
No, rinse, lather, repeat.
Correct. Okay. Thank you, Buzz.
Right. And we will be determining what the portion sizes are. All right.
Yeah.
And like I'm thinking, the ketchup for starters, just a whole handful of it.
Yeah. I was going to say,
a good healthy dollop.
What does Chris Rock say? You know, put some in my hand for a quarter.
Oh, come on, man, for brother.
Did you hear about his new TV show?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Funny.
Everybody hates Chris.
Everybody hates Chris.
I'm ready. That's not the best idea for a show. Who cares if it's funny or not?
I'm ready. Oh, it will be.
Yeah, because it's him. Anyway, Beth Ann.
Sardines.
Right.
Dog food. Cat food. Liquid soap.
Now, why you got liquid soap in there?
Might have to, no, I might have
hygiene.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
you're going to throw that one out.
Yeah, no.
That's just, that could, what?
It'll cause itching.
But you see, liquid soap will allow them to feel like they're cleaning their hair.
It goes against the principle of what we're doing.
Okay, it'll dilute the other good products.
Just save it for the end when you've got to wash them all down.
I'm not washing them down.
Yes. Oh, didn't you know that with the prison hose?
You're going to be Mr. Wolf. Lots of luck, gentlemen.
Whitefish and pike.
Oh, and you know what? That's another thing from last night's CSI, which I really want to talk about. At one point, Brass, that cop, he says to one of the people, "A time is of the essence."
Right, right.
You know that Quentin Tarantino CSI last night. Please, somebody stop me from talking about this all day today. It was really the greatest episode of CSI.
Very well done.
I've ever seen.
Yeah. Who was the guy that blew himself up? Did we get enough a good enough look at the actor to know who? Because it was
the actor. No, I have no idea.
I thought it was somebody maybe recognizable.
But it was so great. Although they did do the thing at the end
they sure did.
In loving memory
of
Frank
Gorshin. And kudos to Frank Gorshin for doing my favorite one that he does.